Welcome to the Prolific Pulse Poetry Podcast. I'm so happy to welcome David Raimondi today to our show. He's going to talk about his book, Why Does She Always Talk About Her Husband? It's come out from Blue Cedar Press, which is one of my favorite presses. I have a long-standing relationship with Michael Poge, and he's always introducing me to wonderful poets and writers. So I'm happy to have David on our show today. Welcome, David.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Thank you. Now, you're all the way in Japan, right?
That's right. Yes.
Wow. How long have you lived there?
It's been about 18 years. It's a long time.
Wow. So yeah, you're a young man. So that's been most of your life, right?
Yeah, in a couple of years, it's going to be half my life here. So I came over when I was 22. Yeah.
Wow. What took you to Japan?
I always wanted to come here. I think since writing haiku in elementary school, I always thought it would be cool to come to Japan for a couple of years. But I ended up meeting my girlfriend at the time in Canada, and she's Japanese, and I ended up following her after university. So those couple of years turned into a long time.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a romance to keep you in a place. Absolutely. Japan is an interesting country and one that it's on my bucket list.
Oh,
I think it would be lovely to visit. So you're originally from Canada?
That's right. Yeah.
Okay. And I did see that your work was in the best Canadian poetry. So
that's right.
Congratulations for that.
Thank you so much.
You're not alone in this book. I see you also have I'm Sick of Pale Blue Skies, a limited edition chapbook, and The Broken Bird Feeder, a full collection. So you keep busy. Are you a full-time writer?
No, I don't. I can't live off of that. I have to teach, but I write as much as I can, at least one poem a week.
Okay, great. Yeah. What do you teach?
I teach English here in Japan. Okay. Yeah.
I find out a lot of English teachers who are poets or writers of some sort on the side. So I'm getting quite a few that have joined my group who have that background. So yeah, I definitely have a command of the language. Well, I really love your short form poetry. It's definitely has that flair of a haiku lover for sure. And I really have enjoyed your book. I've read it all. And I find it absolutely lovely. Can you tell us a little bit about your writing process? How do you go about putting a poem together and maybe your inspiration for writing poetry?
Often I start by reading something, and sometimes I'll just read a sentence or something, and it'll spark something in my head, and then I'll feel like there's something here that I can write. There's something here that I can take from this sentence and put my own spin on it, you know. So it's always jumping off from something else, I guess.
So what you read, what you observe.
Yeah.
That sounds pretty much the way I start my process too, just some observation or something I come across, like, makes you think about something. Well, there's a poem in that.
Definitely. Yeah. Can you sit down and write something without any spark?
I have done that. I have just sat down and done some free writing, and then I usually end up can glean something from that is sparked in that process of writing. But there's usually something going on in the back of my mind that's going to find its way on that page. How about you?
Yeah, I don't like to sit down with the blank page. It's it seems a little, for me, forced, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I like to have the open notebook there and waiting, but it's not just me in the notebook. I like to watch a film or something, listen to music, do some reading, and then, you know, pause and then write when I get a little bit of inspiration.
Now, do you come from a family of writers?
I don't. Yeah, actually, no one in my family had went to college either. So, yeah.
Well, good for you for carrying that through. Now you teach English. Is that in the high school or college or?
Yeah, I've been teaching junior high since I came here. Yeah, and then this year they have me teaching actually elementary, junior high, and high school. So I'm jumping all around the prefecture. Yeah.
How old were you when you started writing poetry or other types of writing?
Yeah, in late elementary school, I attempted to write songs, and I did that up until high school. And then I started to, I guess, get frustrated with just song lyrics. Like I felt like I couldn't write about everything that I wanted to write about. And I discovered, you know, in poems, you can really write about anything, you know, and you're not tied into some structure.
Exactly. Yeah, I was in sixth grade when I got bitten by the bug. I had a beautiful creative writing teacher, and we did an anthology of poetry in sixth grade, and it was all Asian forms of poetry. And that's how I really learned to write poetry, was to start with Asian forms.
Nice.
So I learned early on how to make use of each word. And that's what you do with short form. Every word counts.
Yeah.
I love that. I love the tightness that comes with that. And I tend to write short form as well. I don't have many poems that will go beyond a page. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of super shorts, like where I've got 14 words in a poem limits, you know, things like that. Nice. Doing the 14 words for love. So you can kind of relate, you know, along those lines. I would love to hear your poems. I would love if you would recite your poetry for us. Would you like to do that for us?
Sure. Do you have a particular one you'd like to hear?
Nope. Just anything that you feel comfortable with, just jump in.
Okay. Let me see here.
You could read maybe about three of your poems for us. That would be wonderful.
Sure. Okay. All right. So I'll read the title poem first.
Okay.
Why does she always talk about her husband? He breathes heavily. He rolls over at least 70 times a night. She's counted. He kicks, he whimpers, he shivers. He chews on his pillow. I ask her, what do I do in my sleep?
Is there something in particular that inspired that?
Yeah, I told you, just earlier that I don't like to sit down and write something planned, but there's a journal I really like from London called Pop Shot, and they had a sleep issue. So I was like, okay, I don't like doing this, but I'm going to try. And I remember my friend's wife complaining about things he did when he slept. So it kind of all came together. And, you know, sometimes the stars align and things work. So I was lucky.
Absolutely.
Okay. Next one will be called Golden Ticket. Golden Ticket. The golden ticket for a poet is getting cancer. The death of a parent is a golden ticket. Divorce too. You get the idea. You'll make it through. Yeah, I wanted to celebrate how, as artists, we can survive bad stuff and also make it into art and into beautiful things sometimes. So that's where that one came from.
Exactly.
Okay, one more. This one is called, You Can't Say That. You can't say that. Thing is, she was bored with herself, bored with her life, but you can't say that on a first date. So she said, I love life. I never know what's coming next. And that's part of the thrill for me. So I think it's interesting how, like, on dates, we, especially first dates, we try to present a self that's sort of ideal, you know? It's just like a job interview sort of thing. So, yeah, I like the idea how she doesn't feel like she can say, show who she really is, you know, so she just lies. You know, I think we can all sort of relate to that in some ways.
Yes. Having gone through that little period of time where I was single and going through the coffee dates, it feels like a job interview in some kind of way. For sure. Yeah. David, is there a particular message that you would like your readers to know or to hear about your relationship with poetry?
That's tricky. I don't really have a particular message. I guess it's more like I try to write poems that I would enjoy reading, you know? Mm-hmm. I guess, and it's a response to our chaotic lives, you know, it's trying to put some order to it, trying to reflect on it, and not be, life can be so horrible or tough sometimes, but not to be destroyed by it, you know, to see the humor as well. And playful, chaotic poetry, that's what I try to write.
Well, I think you have accomplished it well. if someone wants to get this book, where would they go?
I think the easiest place in most countries would be Amazon, but most bookstores, you can order it through them as well. In the US, Barnes & Noble has it. In Canada, Chapters has it. Yeah, amongst other places.
Have you done any public poetry readings?
No, never. For Best Canadian Poetry, I did a small recorded reading. But yeah, I've never actually done any public readings. I've been here so long, and I guess my poetry would be very difficult for Japanese people to understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I can understand why the video world would be more, you know, pleasant for to be able to get your word out there.
Mm.
Well, David, I really appreciate your time with us today, and I will definitely spread your poetry through the video world. And pop some links into your bio so that we can get the word out there. Because this is wonderful work, David. And I wish you the best in this book moving forward.
Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you so much. And you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Bye now.